real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. So big aloha to everyone out there in the world. Today we want to start off with there is no proof in court right now that's going around that ethanol damages engine parts. The E10 and the E15, there is no proof that it is the ethanol. So there you go, folks. It's coming out, and a lot of people are looking at natural gas instead of ethanol. Well, natural gas, for your information, is not legal in NHRA and any of the racing organizations because it's not safe. So if it's not safe, why are we pushing for it to be in the cars? We call it a gateway drug for cars. It's a gateway drug for cars, something other than petroleum. But people have to have common sense, folks. You have to have common sense and think. That natural gas leak in your garage and you walk in with a cigarette, what will happen? It'll explode. Okay? That's why people got away from those gas stoves, because it's not safe. The electric stove was safer. Well, sort of. The Sears electric stove is not safe because it does come on by itself. If you have a Sears electric stove, be careful. It does go on by itself. So, those of you with the fire department, and you have a house that burns down, check out if the stove was from Sears. If you have a standard shift car, a car that has a clutch and you have to shift it, it is highly recommended not to have to step the clutch to start the car. Stepping the clutch to start the car puts unnecessary stress on the main bearings in the motor with no oil. Carbon sitting overnight, oil drains out of the bearings and everything. And you get in, step on a clutch and start it. When the starter is spinning the engine over, there's no oil on the main bearing. And pushing the clutch in pushes the crankshaft in the motor forward and causes undue stress on the bearings. It should be in neutral when you start the car. In neutral and not have to step on the clutch. Well, the car manufacturers sell you the idea that it's safer for you that you step on the clutch and start the car. The reason they do that, it's not for your safety, folks. You gotta think. They want you to wipe out the engine so you buy a new car. If they help you make your car last longer, what's gonna happen to the sales? That's right. So anyway, start if you can. Have your car modified so it can start without stepping the clutch. Put the car in neutral and start the car. That is the right way. If you go look at your older BMWs, the factory manual in the glove box says, start car in neutral, do not step on the clutch. Those of you that have race cars, did you step on your clutch when you started your car? You're not supposed to. You're supposed to start the car in neutral, let it idle, let the pressure come up, then step on the clutch, and then go. You build oil pressure first. Okay? If you have a question, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. After the first break, we have a special coming up. We do it now and then for special people. So stay tuned for the special presentation after the first break, okay? We do it after the first break to give everybody a chance to tune in, because a lot of people late tuning in. I know a lot of people like that. And we give Wanda a chance to get in here. Anyway, feel the surface of your car, and if it feels rough, you feel with your palm, not your fingertips. You ladies, you feel with your fingertips. You gotta feel with your palm. Okay? If it feels rough, you have what is called industrial fallout. Industrial fallout is tiny bits of metal embedded into your paint. And this is probably one of the causes for the clear coat to peel. Because you made small little holes in the clear where the water can get underneath the surface and lift it off. Okay? Feel the surface. If it feels rough, that's industrial fallout. You need to get the proper equipment to remove it. If you wax your car all the time, you have less chances of industrial fallout. Why? Because the surface is slippery. It's hard for metal and foreign particles to stick to a slippery surface. Common sense. Okay, so feel the surface. If it feels rough, you need to have it removed. A detail shop can do it, but the best thing is for you to do it so that you know to wax your car. You go to the parts stores and they do sell a kit. It's called the clay kit. It's like a clay bar. You know, like the kids have little clay. that's what is used. You spray this liquid on, and you rub the clay over the surface. It doesn't scratch the car. But the car has to be washed first. After you wash it, then you use the clay bar with the spray. And the clay is so sticky. And you make sure don't drop the clay on the ground. So cut it in half, so just in case you drop the clay on the ground, you don't have to throw it all away. If you drop it on the ground, you throw the clay away, because it'll pick up all the pebbles and dirt and everything off the ground, and it will scratch your car. Okay? So the clay will pull out all the tiny bits of metal that's embedded in the paint and make the paint smooth. After doing that, you need to wax it with a good wax. Now, to upkeep your paint surface after you work so hard to wax it and all that and get it nice and smooth, in between, once a week, I recommend highly to use the Meguiar Quick Wax. The Meguiar Quick Wax. It's sprayed onto the paint surface and wiped with a microfiber cloth, and that's it. It's like spraying on Pledge. It's the car type of Pledge wax. Spray on, and that's it. Spray, wipe on, and it's done. Okay? So, if you have any questions on this, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Okay. Long ago, some of you may have remembered, there was alcohol in the gas, and they call it gasohol. Remember back then? And it was really lousy. Gasohol was ethanol and gasoline. Ethanol was very corrosive, 8 gaskets, 8 rubber seals, everything under the sun. Terrible stuff. That's why it went out and they got rid of it. Methanol, excuse me, methanol is very corrosive and very damaging to the engine. You cannot leave it more than 5 to 6 hours. Very bad. And it does not mix with gasoline. It separates. So this is where you get this saying that Steve Inouye says, ethanol separates from gas. No, methanol separates from gas, not the ethanol. Okay? So, anyway, if you have a question, give me a call. 808-296-5467. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Ernie from Kapalama.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi, George. I have a question regarding this, the state is determining the octane level, because I saw on the pump, they got a sticker there. It's right above the octane number, like 87, 92, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, it's in parentheses, it says R plus M in parentheses, and then slash number 2. And it says, right above that, it says, minimum octane rating method. Like, that's the method they determine the octane. I'm wondering, is that like the same way you do it?
No. We do it a quick, easy way. And NHRA, IHRA, NASCAR, everybody uses the same process. When you win a race, they take a fuel sample and they put it into this flask with a hydrometer, and they read your octane of the fuel. Because when you're racing, you can add chemicals to the gas to make it more powerful. And the more powerful the gasoline is, the faster you're going to go. That's why they need to test the octane. I learned this way back when I got eliminated because my octane was too high. But back then, I asked him, well, what are you doing? He said, I'm checking your octane. So I said, okay. And he said, you're out. I said, no, I won. He said, no, you're out. Your octane's too high. Oh, okay. So I learned about it right then and there.
So this method that this state's using, are you familiar with what kind of
yes,
method that is?
Yes, I am. But I call it a BS way of doing it because, for one, it takes a lot of time. Number two, they confuse you. The easiest way is the hydrometer. You put the gas in, you check it, and it tells you right then and there.
So when the state does it,
the state doesn't do it. They don't do it. They're supposed to do it, but they don't.
So nobody's doing it.
No, sir. See, back in 06, the oil companies had a meeting with the state that if they have to put in ethanol, 10% ethanol, They want to be able to lower the octane of fuel. And instead of the state asking us, is this okay? They told the oil companies, oh yeah, it's okay, go ahead and lower it. So that's why all the people in Hawaii cannot do anything, because the state said they can do it. So if the state says you don't have to pay taxes, you won't pay taxes, right?
Yeah.
That's it. It's the politicians, the people that you voted for, is the one that said, go lower it. So I've talked to all of them, you know, like Brickwood Galateria and Calvin Say and all of them. And I said, you know, at least put the right number on the pump so the people know. And they told me, no, we can't do that. Why? It's false advertising.
You know, I would think that if somebody, some of these lawyers would get a hold of this and like make like a class action lawsuit.
They tried. They tried. And they tried to get me involved in it, and I said, no, no, I don't want to go there.
Yeah. They might come after you.
They will come after me, my friend. They will.
Yeah.
So, it's up to the people. The people can complain, but the people on Oahu is very fortunate because it's not as low as the outer islands. Kauai, the highest octane they have there is only 81, you know. 81. You can't run a weed whacker on that.
So this method that they're talking about here, what, maybe the oil companies, they use it when they make the gas?
They do, but the gasoline deteriorates by the week, and a lot of it is made maybe months ago, and at that time it was what it was, but at the time it gets to the pump, it is not what it's supposed to be. You see?
You know, the other thing I was going to ask you, you know, like I've heard in the past that guy that goes around and what's his name, Bob? He helps you check the gas.
Oh, Dean.
Dean, yeah.
Yeah.
That sometimes all three grades were the same.
It is.
And none of them were like what they should be.
Right.
So what I'm thinking, even if I buy premium gas, I might be just wasting my money, huh?
If you're buying a certain brand, yes.
Tesoro?
No, Tesoro has a difference. But not all Tesoro premiums is the same. Dean checked, and the Tesoro at King and Cook is 88. The 92 is 88. It went down. And the one at Kapahulu is also 88. The premium is 88. And Hawaii Kai, the premium is 88. There has never been a 92.
Oh, okay. Never.
Never. Because they were allowed to lower it. See?
Yeah. It's terrible.
Jam up, yeah?
Yeah.
That's why I run 100% ethanol, my friend. I don't worry about gasoline octane.
Yeah, I see. Okay, George.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Bye. Aloha. Break time. Hi, Wanda.
Oh, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, it's Rolling Bob, the voice of the future.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably saying, what is he talking about? Well, remember before I talked about, was it Arizona gave the first license to the self-driving car?
Hmm.
Okay, so that's legal now. So anyway, I'm telling everybody that the self-driving...
They gave a license to a car?
Yes.
A car? Not the driver?
Yeah, not the driver. They are allowed to use
This is the best yet.
So anyway, so now...
I wonder if they can give a driver's license to my dog, Kolohi.
Hey, I don't know if it's actually a license, but it's like a permit that allows the vehicle to drive as long as the person is in there.
Forget it.
You don't have to drive. But what I was going to tell you is, this week, they announced the new standard for car-to-car communication. And just so people know, because I like to give everybody a heads up real quickly, what it is that your car will talk to all the cars around you at 300 feet. And the idea is that even though, say, you can't see a car, three cars in front of you, if that car slams on the brakes, it sends a signal to all the other cars saying, you know, I just slammed on the brakes. And then the car, you know how they've been installing the automatic stuff. Anyway,
Bob,
so that's the new technology they're going to put in.
Bob, I don't want to crash that, but that is all high EMF. EMF is the biggest cause of cancer.
Oh, I'm not saying that I'm endorsing it, but I've been telling people for years, and this is kind of like my own redemption, because people told me no way, and I said, no, you don't understand. From the moment they started the automatic brakes, the goal is to completely automate your car, and they're saying it's for safety.
Yeah, it's for safety.
So, right,
it's to kill all the American people.
Well, I wouldn't say kill all the people, but what it does is it ends up giving them, just like your cell phone, they'll know exactly where your car is, exactly where you've been, and where you're going.
Invasion of my privacy.
Exactly. And you know what? It's going to come in gradually, and nobody will notice. That's what I'm trying to tell people. And then before you know it, you're going, wait a minute, what do you mean there's no steering wheel in the car? Hey, remember we were talking about airplanes and they fly by wire?
Mm-hmm. They do.
And now the cars, right? They don't have an accelerator.
Drive by wire. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You press the gas, it turns a potentiometer that sends a signal.
Mm-hmm.
They've been setting up cars for 20 years to be automatic.
So, okay, Bob. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for crashing us down.
No, I just want you to be aware of what's going on. So it's
always, that's why I like classic cars, Bob.
That's right. So remember, take care of your car, and one day your car will take care of you.
Yeah, right.
We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Before we get to the next call, before we get to that, I'd like to do a little memorial for a very good friend of mine that passed away the other day. His name is Dennis Bress. So, I don't know if a lot of people know him, but I just want to talk a little bit, if I could. He was a good man, a good friend. It's hard to find good friends today, folks. What I mean by good friends is friends that help you with no return. Let me tell you a small stuff, something small that Dennis had done years and years ago. But before I tell you that, I think he was married to Wendy, his wife, for 42 years. And anyway, let me tell you what Dennis did and how I met this other person, Fred Taylor. Fred and Dennis were working for McLeod Clutches way back. And Fred married Sandy, his wife, for their honeymoon. They didn't have any money to go anyplace. So Dennis called me and asked if I could get a deal at hotels and stuff like that for them. And I told Dennis, no problem. So I called my friends with the hotels, and I got the deals for them. Well, Fred and Sandy got on a flight after they got married and were flying to Hawaii. On the flight, Sandy asked Fred, "How do you know this guy, George?" And Fred told Sandy that Dennis had set it up. And his wife knew Dennis. So when they got to Honolulu International, Sandy asked Fred, "How are you going to recognize this guy if you never met him before?" So Fred told Sandy that I was going to have a red McLeod shirt on. So I met them, took them to the hotel. And Sandy's very particular. She don't like a cockroach joint. She wants a nice hotel. So they got set up in a bridal suite at a Hawaiian Regent with champagne and pineapple, the whole nine yards. First class. Well, after the week, they went to check out. And Fred's wife, Sandy, she's real money conscious. So she looks over at the people ahead of her and looked at the bill. She freaked out. So she told her husband, Fred, "Are you sure? You sure we got a deal?" And they were worried. It was a comp deal. Everything was free. And this is what friends is about, folks. Friends taking care of friends. Dennis had made a lot of parts, special parts for my Pantera. Parts that you cannot buy at the stores or any place. They're all custom made. We'll miss Dennis a lot. A very good friend. And I want to wish a fond aloha to Dennis Bress, a very good man. Aloha, Dennis. Okay. Thank you. Who's next on the phone?
We have Paco from Waikiki.
Hey, Paco. Hello. Well, what happened to him?
Let's get to Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hi, Tristan.
How's it going, man?
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. Freezing my butt over here.
Oh, you poor thing. It's nice and warm over here.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're not lucky. Two north.
Yeah.
I had a question regarding your I think you mentioned a hygrometer or something. Or
hydrometer? Yeah.
Yeah, what is the price on the average for one of those?
About $350.
$350. Any brand in particular you'd recommend?
They're all the same.
Okay. And another thing would be for the... you're still selling the ethanol, right?
Yes.
Are you able to ship it to New York? Northern New York?
I can ship it anywhere.
Okay, because I remember you had mentioned if it was shipped over here, it would be way too expensive, like to Canada.
Yeah.
So I have a place there. I have an ad...
Mm-hmm.
Have it shipped there,
mm-hmm.
most probably. I guess you would want me to send you the zip code and whatnot?
Mm-hmm. Email it to me.
Okay. And you said the... what would I look for to find the actual... this gas device, this gas octane testing device?
Contact VP...
Okay.
Racing Fuels.
Okay.
And they have it.
They have it for sale there? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I stopped using Shell here in Canada. I use now the Esso, which is the Exxon Mobil division.
Mm-hmm.
And, it seems to be giving the best mileage, best start, and whatnot.
Yeah, the car will tell you which one is good.
Yeah, pretty much. You get the results by testing it, right?
Yep. But the easy way, what a lot of people are doing, is they get their tester, and they go test the fuel before they fill up.
Right, you know, to save money, right? It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Test 1 liter or whatever to get a sample, test mm-hmm. it, and see if it's worth it. But yep. I know on this side, on the Canadian side, the Esso seems to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
On the American side, when I go to fill up, it's usually the Mobil 1. I mm-hmm. put the 93 octane, and it gives, like, the best mileage I've ever seen.
It depends on what state or where you're filling it at.
Dad, I'm filling it on the Champlain side, Champlain, New York,
yeah.
Northern New York.
Uh-huh.
And I find it to be excellent. Even my buddy was tested it on his Mustang,
mm-hmm.
on his SVT Cobra.
Good.
It's fantastic. So,
yeah.
I mean, if he's using like a stronger application.
Well, if you use the ethanol, you're going to love it.
And the only thing is the...
I don't recommend you use it if you don't want to be hooked because it's a car drug.
Well, I know, but you know...
You're going to love it, my friend.
I agree. And the only problem is accessibility.
Yes.
Do you recommend any other options? Or whatnot?
No.
No. No, nothing at all, even PRIG?
No.
No. No.
I tell you, once you try it, you're going to see.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You're going to spin those wheels loose easily.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that to avoid a ticket, so. All right, I appreciate the info.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Is it break time?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away, My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Paco from Waikiki.
Paco?
Hey, aloha, George.
Hey, what happened to you? You fall in a pothole.
I wish. No, actually, I was on a cell phone and it hanged up when you connected. I don't know what happened.
Hmm.
But, well, first of all, condolences for your friend. I even though I really feel it. And I feel your pain, and I just wanted to send condolences for that. And I wanted to talk some news with you. There's been a news story that you'd be definitely interested in. In the last couple of days, somebody's been painting the crosswalks in Hawaii and connecting the letters to say aloha. And it's been making all the news routes, and all of a sudden, and as soon as this guy said it, I thought of you when he said it, but they put some politician on the air, said that it's going to cost $2,000 to clean up some paint from the streets. $2,000, and they're putting the money towards, and they're calling it vandalism because somebody connected the dots and made the street say aloha, and because they don't like aloha, it's going to cost $2,000. And the reason is, they said they have to redirect traffic patterns, they got to get construction workers, they got to get the police, all to remove some paint, when, truthfully, I can take off the paint right now for $2. Give me some black spray paint, you paint over the lines, and put it back to regular lines. If they're that offended by the word aloha, first of all, I think it's kind of cute that it says aloha, but $2,000... to remove some paint from the street?
I don't think so.
That's just the tip of the iceberg showing how bad our company, how bad the system is going, how bad everything is going. When it takes a job that really you can get a kid to do it in less than an hour to take the paint off the street, $2,000. When we have potholes everywhere, like just driving over here, driving on Kalakaua, it's like a war zone. It looked like somebody like blasted the whole street with mortar shells because that you really have to dodge.
No wonder you got cut off on the phone. You fell in one of those holes.
Yeah, you get no reception in the pothole. So I just had to tell you that because I know it's just something. It's just the tip of the iceberg. Like, who knows how many more problems like this? How much the rail really costs? You know, we paying millions and millions of dollars, and the mess around costs hundreds of thousands. But because we got to do this, then we got to do this, then we got to do that, it just jacks up the prices for all projects.
It's getting out of control.
It's so out of control, wild out of control. And as soon as I saw this news story, I said, I got to tell Uncle George this because this is wild. Like, and it's just right up your angle.
Mm-hmm.
And just had to let everybody know, just watch out. So there's only two of them. It's one in Kapolei and one in Hawaii Kai.
Mm.
And they connected the lines on the street to make it say aloha.
All you have to do is spray them black.
Just spray them black, real easy. The guy's talking about You got to get a wire brush and scrape. They want to repaint the whole crosswalk. Like, take out, scrape off all the paint and paint up a whole new one. And for that, you need the police. You need painters.
Oh, no.
You need traffic experts.
Just do it at 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning takes 5 minutes.
Yep.
So that's my beef. I just had to let you know that. And once again, condolences on your friend, brother.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, George, with that guy's luck, he'll probably get caught doing that, and they'll probably arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking about those cars knowing what the other cars are doing.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
I don't know. Something about car talk. Cars talking to each other.
No, but you said it's bad because of some type of
EMF.
Okay, the
electronic magnetic field, EMF, is the highest cause of cancer. The more electronic stuff and radio waves we have, the higher the cancer rate. And it seems like some group is trying to kill off the people in the world with cancer.
Yeah, you know, there was a doctor whose son weighed about 190 pounds, and he got down to about 90 pounds over a period of time, and he took him to all kind of experts, specialists and all, and they couldn't find out what's wrong with this guy. And he found out that it was that.
EMF.
What he did was he went and researched the technology, and he found this company that sells a sheet you can put on your bed that grounds the bed. And he said his son slept on that, and slowly he started to gain the weight back until he got back to 190 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And the same doctor got a regular cell phone, and he had some type of meter like I used talking about, and he measured the waves of the thing, and some phones are real bad, and like he was like maybe like 30 feet away from this. It's like a Geiger counter, I guess.
Yes,
and
I have that meter.
And that thing started making noise, even though he was 30 feet away now.
Yep.
And he said there's some cell phone. It doesn't make that much noise, but he said some is real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all contributed to that. So now they even have sheets that are grounded so that when you sleep, then you get rid of all of that negative energy,
EMF,
they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like when we were kids and we used to run around on the grass and run around on the cement, he said that helps to get that out of our body, too.
Yes, yes. And you notice nobody does that anymore.
Well, you know, one of the czars for the president came out and said, we need to cut down on the population of the U.S. And then now they want to open up 80 more abortion clinics. There's rumors that this health care maybe might make people that are getting old, you know, let's say if a person needs a new heart, but they're only going to, you know, they're like 96, and they're not going to live that long. So why are you going to do the surgery, give them a new heart? And you can just give them a pill that will make them live for another couple of years and die, and they're going to die anyway. So I'm wondering, and I hope it's not, but could it be that our government is trying to get rid of us?
Hey, you finally realized that.
Because you look at all the sodium nitrates they put in our food, which they know that it causes cancer.
Yep.
They allow all of these things with aspartame, MSG. Mm-hmm. Why they allow this high fructose corn syrup, which is real bad for us because it's a cheap sugar. So the companies, they like to use it because it's cheap, right?
Well, that's why they don't want ethanol, because ethanol is too clean. They want gasoline that is poisoning us.
Now, that was interesting. Interesting, you said that the gas is regular octane, the 92, but by the time they ship it to us, it loses the octane?
Mm-hmm.
So does it mean that they got to make the octane higher?
No,
when
they won't.
To us, it's 92.
They won't do that. Because legally, they're legal because they made it 92, and it's too bad it's spoiled on the way, and it's weaker.
Yeah, but so then they should lower down the gas price then.
No.
Because it says 92.
I know.
But we're not paying for the 92.
Isn't
that false advertising?
It is. Go talk to your representative and ask them.
I don't know. I'm hearing rumors that they're in the pockets of all the big oil companies.
Ask them. Ask them straight out. Are you in the pocket of the big oil company?
Well, I wonder who's going to step up to the plate and ask them.
Go for
okay,
it.
George.
Okay.
Okay, George. Take care.
Aloha. Okay.
I have Jim from Honolulu.
Who?
Jim.
Sin?
Jim.
Hello.
Hi.
What's the best wax to use after you use that clay?
The clay?
Yeah. What's the best wax to use?
I make my own wax, so.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Yeah. I make my own wax. Or you can use any Meguiar wax is good.
Okay.
Mother's wax. They're
okay.
All good, okay. But they don't last long.
Oh. So we can buy wax from you?
I used to sell it. I don't sell it anymore.
Okay.
But I can give you some. You can try it. I love it.
Okay. How much does a electronic thing cost?
$400 installed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've tried to look up how to find ethanol on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
The mainland makes ethanol. Can you buy it on the mainland?
Yes, you can.
How do you find the stations that sell it?
You go on a computer and look up ethanol.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's weird is California doesn't have ethanol.
Oh.
And California is the most polluted state. You would think they would have ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
I went to the Lehigh Library to look up if I could ever make ethanol, you know.
You can. You can.
Yeah, so it's very difficult. I was reading through the book.
No, it's easy. If the hillbilly guys can do it, we can do it.
I saw how they do it in the book, how to make ethanol.
Oh, that's confusing.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Yeah.
How can I find a way to do it that, like you say, easy?
I don't know. I don't know. They have it somewhere. You got to look it up on a computer.
Okay. I was reading the book, and it says ethanol is hard to start during winter.
Not true.
Not true.
If your compression on the engine is low, it is hard to start hot or cold. But if your compression is higher, it's easy.
Uh-huh. It did say that you could have a compression ratio of 16:1 with ethanol.
Yep.
So they have, in the book, it showed that they have cars with a special, I guess, something to heat up the ethanol in cold weather. So they had some designs of cars that had it in them. And another thing it mentioned, that what causes corrosion is water in the ethanol that causes corrosion.
I tried that. I put a little water with my ethanol in my bottles. And for the last 4 years, I have no corrosion, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. I was just reading quickly through that book.
Is happening is they're putting methanol into ethanol.
Oof.
Methanol is highly corrosive.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot, George.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aloha. Okay. Break time.
Yes, it's break time. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with your host, George Nita, live from Honolulu, Hawaii.
She's real fine, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. the best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Find my phone.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the phone?
We have Keith from Arualoa.
Keith.
Keith.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Hi, Arualoa. My condolences to you on losing your friend. However, there is an old expression from Shakespeare, and it goes like this: the friends thou hast and their adoptions tried, grapple them to thy soul with hoops of steel. And that's what you did to your friend. That's my comment. Think about it.
Thank
you. It's from Shakespeare. You're welcome. Aloha.
Aloha.
And fond memories.
Mahalo. Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. I just got a question. Is ethanol available on Maui?
No, not right now.
So it's what, just here and what, the Big Island?
Here and Kauai.
Kauai.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the racetrack is on Maui.
I know.
So I was thinking when I bring my car over there, I wanted to get some ethanol to go racing.
Well,
in.
If you're going to bring it there, you can ship it with your car.
Yeah, but I'm going to ship it and leave it there.
Oh, then get a drum and ship it there.
Or is it will Young Brothers accept taking a drum over? Or
yeah, no problem.
Hazmat, I mean, today's world, hazmat is like the big thing, hard to ship anything.
No.
Considered hazmat.
We ship it to Kauai all the time.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay. So, you people on Kauai that want ethanol, you can give Harvey Maera a call. Harvey's number is 651-2813, 651-2813. Harvey has ethanol, and he also has the electronic rust proofer and royal purple with the high metal protector. Okay, so I'm looking at this Aloha on the side crosswalk. And all it is, folks, is joining the white lines. Just all you got to do is get some roller with black paint and roll it. Not even 15 minutes, you're done.
Or how about just leaving it? I think that's a real clever idea.
It is. But if people are against it, then
maybe they
should,
we should vote on it.
Yeah.
Well, we're the Aloha State, and it's just like...
What's wrong with that? Leave it.
I think so.
Good idea. Just leave it. What
Whoever did it, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Great idea. Yes.
But maybe, whoever's in control, it wasn't their idea.
Well, whoever's in control have no Aloha. That's it. Okay? And if they don't have the Aloha... They should leave.
Oh, I hear Paco all the way from Waikiki saying, yup.
Leave. Pack their bags and leave. Now, this lady that got run over on King Street the other day, in a crosswalk. I thought about this, and you think about it. A lot of it is common sense. If you make laws where pedestrians have the right of way and not the cars, the pedestrians have no common sense. They will walk across the street any old time. Okay? They have no common sense. If you made it where the vehicle, the cars have the right of way, not the pedestrians, then the pedestrians will not cross the crosswalk until it's clear. Then you will have less people getting run over, because the law is, The car has a right-of-way. The car cannot see the pedestrians, but the pedestrians can see the car. Okay? Like the law of the ocean. Those of you who know about boating, the bigger boat has the right-of-way. Why? Because the bigger boat can be seen by the little boat. And the little boat can get out of the way of the big boat. The same with pedestrians. Pedestrians can see the cars. The car guys cannot see the pedestrian jumping out from between cars. So, it should be the car has the right of way, pedestrians no. And I know the politicians are thinking, well, we got to protect the pedestrians. Yeah, but the drivers are not purposely going to run people over. Come on, hello. What did they think the drivers are? Inhumane, murderers, whatever? No, they're not going to run children over and everything. So they should make it where pedestrians don't have the right-of-way and cars have the right-of-way. And this way it'll be safer. Look at Chinatown. They just jump right out in front of the cars because they're told that they have the right-of-way.
How was it before?
The cars had the right-of-way.
Before they made the law, like in the old days and everything.
Yeah. Remember when you all were little, Mom and Dad said, look both ways before you cross. Look both ways, right?
Yes, yes. But then,
They never told you, oh, run across the street, you have the right of way.
No. They always said that. But my dad always used to preach to me about when somebody stops, a car stops for me, do not take your time and cross.
That's right.
Go as fast as you can because you're making somebody wait for you.
That's right. But that's not what they do today. They take their sweet old time. Okay? So, anyway, Toyota was named official car of NHRA for 2014, folks. Toyota was named the official car of NHRA, National Hot Rod Association, for 2014. Wow, that's awesome. Okay? So, the other thing I wanted to mention, if I got some time, if you look on their computer and television at the zipper lane, folks, they're wasting two lanes to make one lane. Why not just put two lanes in and you're going to have less traffic? You don't need the zipper. Come on. Just make it wide open. Okay? Because what is the difference? If these guys are going down the zipper lane using two lanes instead of one, you're not creating less traffic. Think about that. Let's all have a little bit of common sense. Just a little. Okay? But, again, friends, folks. Friends are hard to come by today. But true friends, don't expect anything back from you for helping you. That's a true friend. Okay, do we have?
We have Mike from Kapolei.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, George. I was wondering, you think the architecture of the roadway could be a reason pedestrians get hit?
Could be.
And then, I seen in the mainland, somebody went through the city or something because the architecture of the roadway.
Hmm.
The way it was built, like in Waianae, where we get four lanes and it's dangerous to cross the road.
Mike, we gotta go.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and having patience with me bidding a fond aloha to my good friend, Dennis Bress.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690.
The Answer, KHNR.